Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 182 for Tuesday, June 14th. Apple unveils watchOS 9 for Apple Watch, delivering new ways to stay connected, active, and healthy. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the Chugach Mountains in Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. What's special about this podcast is we give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why we called it the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will continue our discussion of the events from the Worldwide Developers Conference 2022, commonly referred to as WWDC 22, focusing on the introduction of more customizable watch faces, an enhanced workout app, sleep stages, a first-of-a-kind AFib history feature, and an all-new medications app. In a short recap, WWDC 22 brought us the all-new MacBook Air, which we covered in our previous episode. Also, the new M2 chip supercharging the 13-inch MacBook Pro. There were also previews of the exciting updates to iOS, iPadOS, macOS, and watchOS, all with new features and capabilities. Today, it's watchOS 9, so let's go to the show and learn more. watchOS 9 brings us all new features and enhanced experiences to the Apple Watch. I love my watch and think many other people would benefit from wearing one. It's great now and Apple is making it better. Users will now have more watch faces to choose from, with richer complications that provide more information and opportunity for personalization. In the updated workout app, advanced metrics, views, and training experiences inspired by high-performing athletes help users take their workouts to the next level. watchOS 9 brings sleep stages to the sleep app, and a new FDA-cleared AFib history feature provides deeper insights into a user's condition. The new medications app makes it easy for users to conveniently and discreetly manage, understand, and track medications. Let's start by informing you about each of these new features. I have posted screenshots of all these on the Mac Minutes podcast host page at https://macminutes.blubrry.net. Starting with the workout app updates. The workout app, one of my most used apps on the Apple Watch, has been updated to provide richer metrics for measuring performance, as well as new training experiences to help users reach fitness goals. The familiar in-session display now uses the digital crown to rotate between easy-to-read workout views, so users can see important metrics for different training styles. Heart rate zones, which can be manually created or automatically calculated using personalized health data, can be used to monitor the intensity of a workout. Interval training is an important part of any training plan, and in watchOS 9, the workout app introduces custom workouts, which can be used to create a structured workout that can include work and rest intervals. New alerts, including pace, power, heart rate, and cadence, can be added to guide users throughout the workout. For triathletes, the workout app now supports a new multi-sport workout type that automatically switches between any sequence of swimming, biking, and running workouts using motion sensors to recognize movement patterns. When each workout is complete, a redesigned summary page in the fitness app offers additional details with interactive charts for more precise analysis. Our next feature is for our running enthusiasts out there listening. Apple Watch is already a powerful tool for runners, and watchOS 9 brings more data and features to help them track efficiently how users run. New running form metrics, including stride length, ground contact time, and vertical oscillation, can all be added as metrics on workout views. These metrics appear in the fitness app summary and in the health app, where users can see trends over time and learn from patterns. Users can choose to race against their best or last result on frequently used routes and receive alerts during their workout for being ahead or behind their pace, as well as when going off route. Additionally, a new pacer experience lets users choose a distance and goal for the time in which they want to complete a run, and calculates the pace required to achieve the goal. During the workout, they can follow the pace alerts and metrics provided. Next up is my personal favorite, swimming enhancements. Kickboard detection has been added as a new stroke type for pool swim workouts, using sensor fusion on Apple Watch to automatically detect when users are swimming with a kickboard and to classify the stroke type in the workout summary along with the distance swam. Swimmers can now track their efficiency using a SWOLF score, a stroke count combined with the time in seconds it takes to swim one length of the pool. Users can view their SWOLF average for each set in the workout summary. Personally, I've been using another fitness app to give me this in-depth swimming data. This may change in the months to come. For those who use Fitness Plus, there are new features to help you get more out of this service. Let's move on to those who use Fitness Plus. There are new features to help you get more out of this service. Fitness Plus is designed to be welcoming to all. It intelligently incorporates real-time workout metrics from Apple Watch right on the screen with iPhone, iPad, or Apple TV, motivating users of all levels from start to finish. With watchOS 9, Fitness Plus workouts now display on-screen guidance in addition to trainer coaching to help users get the most out of their workouts, including intensity for high-intensity interval training, cycling, rowing, and treadmill, strokes per minute for rowing, revolutions per minute for cycling, and incline for walkers and runners in treadmill. Fitness Plus subscribers without Apple TV can now use AirPlay to stream workouts and meditations with on-screen metrics to compatible third-party TVs and devices, allowing them to train anywhere, anytime. Something we all do and can learn more about is insight and how we sleep. The sleep experience on Apple Watch already empowers users to create wind-down and bedtime schedules, as well as track their sleep to help them meet their goals. Sleep tracking in watchOS 9 provides even more insights with the introduction of sleep stages. Using signals from the accelerometer and heart rate sensor, Apple Watch can detect when users are in REM, core, or deep sleep. Users will see sleep stage data on Apple Watch in the Sleep app and can view more detailed information, like time of sleep, alongside additional metrics like heart rate and respiratory rate and sleep comparison charts in the Health app on iPhone. The machine learning models were trained and validated against the clinical gold standard, with one of the largest and most diverse populations ever studied as a wearable. As the science of sleep is being explored, users will be able to aid in potential discoveries by contributing their sleep stage data in the Apple Heart and Movement Study through the Research app. Next up is something special for those concerned about heart disease. Apple is introducing a first-of-its-kind AFib history. Currently, the ECG app and irregular rhythm notification on Apple Watch can identify potential signs of atrial fibrillation, or AFib. Left untreated, AFib is one of the leading conditions that can result in stroke. Research suggests that the amount of time spent in AFib may impact a person's symptoms, overall quality of life, and risk of complications. Previously, there has not been an easy way to track the frequency of AFib over an extended period of time, or to manage lifestyle factors that may influence one's condition. According to the American Heart Association, addressing modifiable lifestyle factors may decrease the amount of time spent in AFib. With watchOS 9, users who are diagnosed with AFib can turn on the FDA-cleared AFib history feature and access important information, including an estimate of how frequently a user's heart rhythm shows signs of AFib, providing deeper insights into their condition. Users will also receive weekly notifications to understand frequency and view a detailed history in the Health app, including lifestyle factors that may influence AFib, like sleep, alcohol consumption, and exercise. Users can download a PDF with a detailed history of their AFib and lifestyle factors, which can easily be shared with doctors and care providers for more informed conversations. Another heart feature is cardio recovery. This useful fitness metric can be an indicator of cardiovascular health. Apple Watch now provides estimates of cardio recovery from an outdoor walk, run, or hiking workout, even when the workout does not reach peak intensity. This metric can be tracked over time in the Health app. Another health feature many of us will find useful daily is medications. The new Medications experience on Apple Watch and iPhone helps users manage and track their medications, vitamins, and supplements, allowing them to create a medications list, set up schedules and reminders, and view information on their medications in the Health app. The Medications app on Apple Watch makes it easy for users to conveniently and discreetly track medications anytime, anywhere. Custom schedules can be created for each medication, whether it needs to be taken multiple times a day, once a week, or as needed, and users can set up reminders to help them keep on track. In the United States, users can receive an alert if there are potential critical interactions with medications they have added to their Health app. Now let's talk about availability of all these new features. The developer beta of watchOS 9 is available to Apple Developer Program members now at developer.apple.com. A public beta will be available to watchOS users next month at beta.apple.com. watchOS 9 will be available this fall as a free update for Apple Watch Series 4 or later, paired with an iPhone 8 or later, and iPhone SE, second generation or later, running iOS 16. Some features may not be available in all regions or in all languages or on all devices. You can go further in depth by visiting apple.com/watchOS/watchOS-preview. If you have a question about WWDC 22, please reach out to me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. We also have more to cover and will continue with each of the operating systems in the coming days. If you want to learn more, we post news and events on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. We also have a Facebook group which is available for Mac Minutes listeners to join. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for today. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Overcast, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again soon on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast.